Good morning. My name is Greg Frank. I'm the hearings officer for hearing the case before us this morning. It's case number 212004. We had a hearing earlier on this case, and appeared that there was only minor differences of opinion towards the end. And so I gave additional time, I think, believing that there might be a stipulated agreement come out of this, but apparently not. So what I'm going to do is, if you'll identify yourself for the record, first name, last name, spell your last name, give us your mailing address, and then we'll work our way that direction. We'll start over here.
Mitchell R. McKee, MCKEE, 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room suite 5000, 97201.
Jason Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A.
Speak right into the microphone, please.
Four Signs Construction, 25221 Southeast Rugg Road, Damascus, Oregon.
Sir?
William Rivera, 25221 Southeast Rugg Road, Damascus, Oregon.
Okay, Mr. McKee, I'll start with you. Where are we right now?
Well, I had submitted a stipulated agreement, proposed it to the Riveras, and they sent back a response on the evening of 3/22 that was, I felt, not even close to what the city is interested in. The timelines were vague and uncertain, and the city, based on certain reasons, would like to pursue this as quickly as possible. And I'll be happy to review those circumstances.
Jason, any response real quick?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be a negotiation period. That's kind of what we were told. We got one stipulation agreement and responded back to it and never heard anything until the day before our next meeting was supposed to take place. And I didn't really change any of the time periods. I mean, we had talked after this whole thing happened, and he had told us he could give us 4 months. I asked, could you give us 5 months? And he said, probably not. So I only put in the re-stipulation the time that I thought we'd kind of agreed upon when we left. So I don't know.
William, anything to add?
No.
All right, Mr. McKee, what we'll do is we'll take testimony. Ultimately, I will make the decision, and so we will not have a stipulated agreement, at least at this point. The process, as I explained the last time, is I will have the city go first. They will present their evidence, and then one of you may cross-examine any city witness. Following that, then you'll present your witness. Well, if the city has any additional witnesses, they may do so. If they don't, then I'll take testimony from the respondent side, one at a time. After the conclusion of each person's testimony, then Mr. McKee would have an opportunity to ask questions at the end. I'll ask you to summarize what you've got going, and then I will either make a decision today or take it under consideration. So what I just want to go back through, it seems to me that we agreed, somebody agreed, based on my notes, that the violations existed as set forth in the complaint.
There was some question on number 5.
I've got number 7 and 17, and mine says that we eliminated number 5. So I'm just telling you what I have in my notes. I'm not. You testified, Mr. McKee, about number 7 and 17. You offered exhibits 1 through and including 24. Mr. Rivera, I believe it was Jason, but said yes. In cross-examination of you, Mr. Rivera, that Jason asked about, did question you about violation number 7. did respond regarding that building codes have changed. So what we have left is 7 and 17 by my notes. That's what I have. Is those are the only ones in question? The others are agreed to. Is that consistent with what we all heard or remember?
Yes.
Okay, William says yes. Mr. McKee?
Yes, that's what I remember.
Okay, so number 5 is eliminated?
Yes.
All righty. You're still under oath from the earlier hearing. You may proceed, Mr. McKee.
Okay, first of all, I just want to make sure that all the exhibits are offered. I think you said that exhibits 1 through 23 are accepted?
1 through 24.
1 through 24. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and offer some additional exhibits, if I may. It's a short packet.
Make sure, Mr. Rivera, one of them gets a chance to look at them.
This packet includes email, first off on the top, that I sent to the hearings office with a memorandum. This is my proposed stipulated agreement. I'll check with that later. The next item, which is page 4 of that packet, is the trespass agreement, which was signed by William Rivera and sent to the Portland police. They did receive that. And the following 2 pages, the last 2 pages, are the stipulated agreement responded, filled out by the Riveras that they proposed back. I think that there is no question, even that the violations that are stipulated here, even aside from those 3 that are not necessarily accepted, that the conditions are such that the house needs to be demolished, and I don't think there's any question about that in any event. The issue at hand is the time frames, and I did sit down with the Riveras after the hearing. We discussed some possible time frames for the demolition to allow them to do that, I went back to the office, discussed this with my manager, and the Bureau's position is that we need to stay firm on short timelines to have it done. The reason for that is primarily based on the history of this property. And just a couple of things I'll go over real quickly is the fact that...
Speak into the microphone, please.
I'm sorry. This file's been open for over 4.5 years, and the city and the police have made numerous contacts with the owner by letter, by phone, and even in person, and the owners did not really respond to requests for assistance. The property is an eyesore, an attractive nuisance. It has multiple complaints from the neighborhood, and that's reflected in the case notes that the city keeps on record, Exhibit 14. There's 3 pages of notes there, and many of those reflect frustration by the neighborhood that something needs to be done for this property. There's been 2 compliance services or code violations on this property since the ownership of these folks. Back in 2007, there's been 8 nuisance complaints and another housing case aside from this one. This has a large impact on the neighborhood, and it's real clear that the owners are not making every effort to take care of the property. Continued nuisance issues, unresponsive. The liens on this property have accumulated to over $30,000 for enforcement actions. The property taxes are 4 years in arrears. We've asked, the police asked for this trespass agreement almost a year ago. I asked for it again, and they've only just now supplied it. As of this morning, when I checked the records for the city, there has been no application for a demolition permit. The previous one applied for in 2007 was canceled for not used. I guess there's really no question about it, and I don't, you know, based on the history here, the city's opinion is that they just won't follow through on the demolition as asked. So I don't think I need to go through the exhibit packet. I think we've all reviewed that. In any event, it provides a lot of information about the case history, photographs of the property. So, you know, in summary, I guess that the city wants to stay by their close timelines, and we're not convinced that the owners would follow through on the demolition, even given extra time. So that's it for now.
Either of you wish to ask questions, don't even one of you get to do it. So whoever starts is the one that gets to ask questions. And if you do, please lean forward into the microphone.
Questions to Mr. McGee?
Yes.
No.
There is just one other thing. There may be an additional person here, a witness to testify. I'm not.
Do you wish to call him? And this isn't like a land use case where everybody gets to testify. They have to be called as a witness. So if you wish to call this person as a witness, you may do so.
Can you bear with me just for a second?
Sure.
Rich Turkisher, owner of neighboring properties, would like to say a couple of words to support the issues here at hand.
Okay, if I could get one of the Riveras, I don't care which one of you, to vacate your seat ever so shortly, then I'll allow you to come back up. Sir, if you'll come forward, please. Identify yourself for the record into the microphone. Identify yourself first name, last name, spell your last name, please.
Hi, my name's Rich Turkisher, T-U-R-K-I-S-H-E-R. My home property is 10150 Southwest Todd Court, Portland, 97225. And I'm the owner of the house just to the west of the...
Okay, we'll get to that. All right, would you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Are you going to be asking questions, or are you going to allow him just a narrative?
I'm just going to allow a narrative.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, I've owned the property with my wife for the last 14 years, I guess. And we currently use it as a rental house for the about the last 12 years. Every year the house in question, or the 2009 house, gets worse and worse and worse with all sorts of violations that we've complained about for years. People trespassing in it, graffiti, the entire backyard is, there was cars in it that that was removed, but we also had to remove, you know, an excessive amount of blackberry bushes that ripped down our fence. It makes it extremely difficult for us to rent the house when we turn over renters. A lot of people don't want to rent to it because of the issues. Our tenants have put up with, you know, quite a bit. They've asked us to put up security lights because people do go back around there, and they don't feel safe. It's just an eyesore. In my opinion, the house cannot be salvaged and should be demolished. Another thing is too is we also have we've also had rodent problems that we've called a rodent service to help remediate, but.
Anything further?
No, nothing further. That's fine.
Jason, do you have any questions of Mr. Turkisher?
No.
anticipate Mr. Turkisher to be a witness later in this proceeding as a rebuttal witness?
I don't see any need for it, no.
No.
That means you're excused. That gives you the option to stay, or it gives you the option to leave.
Okay.
Some witnesses who are intended to be rebuttal witnesses may not leave once they're here. So you have the option. So if you'll take a seat back where you were, I'll allow William Rivera to take his seat up front again, please.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any additional witnesses, Mr. McCain?
No further witnesses.
Do you wish to make a statement or give testimony, either of the Riveras?
Not me, no.
Not really. I just, no, because I think we have the same goal as everybody else. I mean, we know it needs to come down. That's pretty much all I want to talk about. So.
Well, if you're going to talk about it, you need to educate me, because I'm the person that has to understand what's going on.
All right. I mean, like I've told you before, we originally planned on taking this down, and finances stopped us from doing that. Now we have no choice, and that's fine. I mean, I want it down. I know just as much as William, my dad, does, because it's a nuisance to us having to deal with this, and the fines are occurring and all that. Our problem was the timeline. We have to come up with finances to do it. Like we talked before, Mr. McGee said it takes about 30 days to get the permit. We haven't applied for it yet because we were waiting on our negotiations, which didn't end up being. It was just one from him and one from me, and then waiting for this. I think whether or not we're going to take care of it or not, ultimately it comes down to, if we don't take care of it, Mr. McGee gets to step in and tear it down. So it's not an issue of whether we're going to do it or not in the end, because he's judging our faith on whether we're going to do it or not. Ultimately, it will get done. The trespass agreement, I did talk to Mr. McGee once, and I did talk to a police officer once about it. I don't think that, I mean, the trespass agreement is something ultimately I didn't have to give anyway. I mean, yeah, I did want to give it, and my initial intentions were to give it, and I ended up giving it after we came to this meeting, but to judge me on giving a trespass agreement, that part of it's not fair, because that's not something I have to necessarily give. Mr. McGee don't have to give one to his house, and anybody behind me don't have to give one to their house, whether vacant or not. That part, I think, is shouldn't be judged on. I don't know. I mean, yeah, we want to tear the house down. And we've said that multiple times. It's just our time frame. I don't want to be stuck on something that, if I can't come up with the finances, you guys are just going to, after putting in whatever we put in, you guys are going to come and overseed us and just tear it down. You know what I'm saying? If the time frame's too short, and that doubles our bill.
Anything else, sir?
No.
Any questions, Mr. McKee?
Well, what do you propose for a timeline? I noticed in your stipulated agreement that you proposed, you said that you agreed to correct the structure, demolish it no later than 90 days after receipt of the demolition permit. That doesn't say when that demolition permit is going to occur. That's so open-ended as to be forever. So what do you propose? What's a date specific?
Well, based off of your 30 days to get the permit, I said 90 days, because if we can get it faster, then it starts at that time. I understand I didn't put a time in there at when to get the permit, but, I mean, we can apply for it this week. We can put that in there. We apply by this week, and the 90 days starts when they give us the permit. I'm afraid that if I say June 30th, and they take longer to give us the permit than, because we can't do anything. I mean, we can clean the garbage out of the house, but we can't demolish it until they give us the permit, right?
Correct.
So I don't want to be stuck in the game where I'm waiting for them, too.
Any additional questions, Mr. McKee?
Do you have the funds to do the demolition right now?
Well, go ahead. Can I speak?
I just want to make sure. So this is now William. We're still under oath. Okay, go ahead, William. And lean into the microphone, please.
That's why we need the 90 days. We're going to start as soon as we can and start hauling stuff out. But we need the time because the money's not there. It's coming in slowly, and we have to use that money to get it hauled out. I don't have to pay to do the demolition. I just have to pay to get rid of the stuff.
I think that you're going to have to do a fill and a compacting and get drop boxes. And I think we touched on this briefly.
Yes.
It'll be $5,000 or something you were suggesting. Do you have that kind of money?
To dig in my pocket and get $5,000, no. That's why I'm saying if I had $5,000 right here, I'd go over there and start and finish. That's not the problem. The problem is I don't have that $5,000 in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we need the time so we can do. I'm going to keep working on it. It's the hauling out part. Going to be a little bit slower.
Okay, it's okay. Well, that's all the questions I have.
Jason, you have anything else, or Mr. William, do you have anything else that you want to tell me?
Yeah, we had talked before. We have a trailer that we will haul everything we can do to cut down the cost. Our problem is taking apart the roof. I mean, putting things that are recyclable in the recyclable areas. If I, like you said, the $5,000, tearing it down and just crushing it up and putting it in a box, that's the most expensive it's going to be. That's why we need the time. So that way we can save our money and only, I mean, we still have to pay our bills at home to delegate a percentage to what we need to get it hauled out and taken away in sections and recycle what can be recycled.
Anything else?
No.
Mr. McKee, any follow-up questions on just what Jason testified to?
No.
All right. Let's first take care of the document business. Okay. You received some documents this morning. Do you have any objections to the entry into the evidentiary record of those documents?
No.
All right, I'm going to admit, and that is exhibit number 30. We had not, prior to that, exhibited number 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. So I just want to make sure, 29 is the notice of hearing, so I'm going to admit it. I mean, you're here, nobody can object to that. Let me just go back and make sure that I know what else we've got here. $25 is a document that says that from Mr. McKee saying that, actually it's from us, my office to Mr. McKee saying we received a couple documents from the post office that weren't deliverable. I'm going to admit $25. So that's $26 is a memorandum from Mr. McKee. It says the attached agreement was proposed and sent to respondent. So there is 26 and 27 are the proposed agreement from the city. Number 28 is a letter from William Rivera requesting an extension of the hearing date on the 27th. So I'm going to admit all of those. I don't think there's any question on any of those. So, and I understand there's no question on 30, so is that correct?
No.
All right, so 25 through and including 30 are all received without objection. So that takes care of the busy work.
Now, did you have the trespass agreement and the the document, the stipulated agreement that Rivera's returned to me?
Not that I know of. I have a very short letter, unsigned stipulated agreement for repairs 27. So let me see if I can get 27.
I think that's
27 is yours.
Yes, and then the
28
other one
is a letter from William Rivera, talking about Mr. Rivera hadn't received anything from you.
Yes, so
that's what I have.
The stuff I brought forth this morning is redundant here. The only thing not redundant is the trespass agreement and the proposed stipulated agreement from the Riveras, which is not part of our current exhibit packet.
So 30A is the same thing I already have. Trespass agreements in 30B,
oh,
that's part of your agreement, or part of your documents.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
30C is, I'm not sure what exactly. Stipulated, there's a stipulated agreement for repairs. I don't know who brought 30A
is that
and who brought 30C forth.
Provided in there is completion date, 90 days after receipt of demolition permit. That would be the Rivera's proposal.
Okay, so 30C.
That's 30C?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I do have that.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to ask a couple questions only because I always have questions and it's you're stuck with me, unfortunately. And they may be simplistic and you may think they have absolutely nothing to do with things, but I'm trying to figure out what I'm protecting here. Certainly, Mr. Turkisher, his interest in representing the neighborhood is something that has to be protected. With all of the taxes that are owing on this property and with the cost of demolition, you're going to end up with a lot at the end. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And what do you think that lot's worth once everything's torn down?
I might be able to get 125, stretching it. As soon as things turn around, I can build on it, because that's what I do. I can recoup some of the money.
So in your opinion, there is still equity left in this property? That's after taxes are paid and after the city liens are paid. What happens if you don't get the $5,000? Well,
the money's going to come. It just takes that time to get it. You know, I mean, we're going to start working on it right away.
Mr. McKee, I have a question for you. This, I have not looked at your agreement, so I'm not sure what time frame we're looking at, but I'm looking at 30A, which, based on what you've told me, by May 30th, you agreed to correct the housing code violations through demolition of the structure, and that would be 60 days roughly from now. Roughly, it's short of 60 days.
That would allow them time to get the permit issued after the 35-day delay, plus 30 days to get it down.
So on one hand, then we've got May 30th, and on the Rivera side, we have, what date do I put in? I understand your comments about the city dilly-dallying around with the permits, but what was the, I'm trying to figure out, you were talking about negotiation, I'm trying to figure out apples to apples here. So if we're talking city saying May 30th, what's your date?
So if we say, what, 30 days for the permit, 90 days, so 120 days from today would be?
August 4th.
So I'm gonna round down, and since I heard August 4th, but I'm not sure that's technically correct, I'm just gonna use July 30th, because since we have a May 30th and we have a July 30th, and it makes it simpler for me to see where the difference. So is it fair to say that we're arguing here over May 30th versus July 30th?
Yes.
What if we do a twofold, I haven't read your agreement, so if it's the way it's structured, that, you know, bear with me. But if in fact we had two drop dead dates, in essence, one is the permit and one is the completion of the demolition. If the permit was April 30th, I'm hung up on the 30th only because I can keep track of those without, I mean, I'm willing to hear different dates, but it's just, so if we went April 30th for the permit, and then in essence that would be to June 30th, if roughly, for the, where do we stand on that, Mr. McKee?
Well, if you...
If they don't get the permit, city's authorized to demolish.
Right, so are you talking about application or issuance of the permit?
I'm talking about the issuance.
Well, if they go down today, it would not be issued until the 10th of May. They couldn't actually obtain the permit till the 10th of May.
And the reason?
That's a 35-day delay. So that was kind of my previous statement about not applying at this point. So there's a small cost for the application, but full cost is done at the issuance of the permit. And that's where I was coming up with my May 30 deadline. So that gives them 30 days beyond the issuance of the permit.
And the cost of the full permit is?
I'm not certain, roughly in the neighborhood of $400 or $500 or so. In partial answer to your question, they have to apply. I mean, it takes a conscious volition to apply, and again, a conscious action to go down and pick it up and pay for it. So those are actually two actions.
They don't pay anything when they apply initially?
Yes, a little bit, just for plan review.
Anything else either one of you want to tell me?
One of my concerns, I believe is yours as well, is that in the event that they do not follow through, at some point they miss a deadline, for example, what happens then? The consequence, I assume, would be that the city steps in to demolish it, but at the same time, there's the issue of people going on the property. So I would ask that any order include our wording in the complaint for a vacate of the property. That vacate would provide for anyone entering the property to be arrested or removed from the property, and that would include anyone, even the owners. Now, if the order includes that allows them time to do this work, then I would provide permissions in the form of letters that would negate the vacate for that person for that specific purpose. in the event that they do not complete the work within those timelines, they would no longer be allowed on the property. So I just want to, you know, cover the eventuality that, okay, we're stepping in to do this, but the owner is just, you know, fiddling away. We're going over there once in a while. I don't know. I just want to make an end, basically. I want to make certain these drop-dead dates are secure.
Either one of you have a comment?
You're talking like applying for the permit and picking up the permit when they call?
Yes.
Is the dates you're talking about?
I think actually they will give you a date.
Into the microphone, please.
They will give you a date at the application time.
Correct.
So at that date, you can come in and pick it up. So that would be the date you need to arrive down here and pick it up, pay for it. I don't think they call you.
We don't get a date variance? I mean,
well, that's
what if,
of
what
course,
if,
I mean,
what
that's
if I went to the hospital or something, you know, I mean, I don't want to get
send in your proxy
over going to the hospital, you know.
No, I understand.
Drag it out 2 weeks. No, I understand that.
Sure. No, I understand. That's fine.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
This is your last shot, because after this, the focus turns to what I decide, and I've tried to give you everyone an opportunity to say exactly what they wanted, why they wanted to do it, and give you an opportunity so that I would understand. And it seems to me that basically we're talking less around 30 days difference. Is really what it amounts to.
My manager might disagree, but I have no problem with that. I think just so everybody's clear, in the event that the city steps in to do the demolition, there is going to be some time involved based on purchasing and procurement services and the paperwork that we have to go through.
All right, I'm going to set 3 deadlines. Okay, and if you got a piece of paper, you probably ought to write them down. I will put it in my order, but sometimes the orders are not the easiest thing to read. You know, a bit legalistic, and they get a little bit cumbersome, so I'm just telling you what it is. First date is going to be April 13th. April 13th is not this Friday, but it's next Friday. Okay. And that's application. Okay. And so I'm going to put obligations on, I'm going to give you a little bit of what you want, both of you, but I'm not going to give you either one of you exactly what you want. So using Jason's term, it's a lot like negotiating somewhere in the middle. So I'm going to tell you that April 13th is the deadline for our application. May 30th is the deadline for issuance. In June, July. I'm going to go to July 13th. Shows you I have flexibility. I'm off the 30th now. I am now into other days. July 13th is the deadline for. And do we get a final approval on demolition? How is that finaled? And I'm using the word in sort of construction terms.
The city finalizes it.
Yeah, the final.
But let me explain where my concern is in my question. If in fact you had gone out and fixed something in the house. Let's assume there were stairs that had to be fixed. And so you had, I would order a final, and I would say upon final inspection, that would require you to ask for that final inspection and then the city to provide the final inspection and get me evidence of that. So I'm looking, what are the steps in finally the demolition?
There's primarily just two steps. They do a structural inspection to see that the house is down and the soil is compacted, and then they also do an inspection for the sewer cap. And once both of those have occurred and approved, then they can final out the permit. So it's basically, the wording might be inspected and approved.
Any comments on that? All right, so we're gonna have three deadlines. Let me tell you, if you don't meet the first deadline, that's April 13th, then the city will thereafter be empowered to do what they're going to do. And as far as I'm concerned, you're butting heads with the city as far as you're doing some of the work and they're doing some of the work, and everybody is, you spending any time and money is probably a waste of time. So April 13th is the deadline for application. May 30th is the deadline for issuance, and July 13th is the deadline for completion of the demolition. That means final inspection and approval by the city. Let me explain a little more, and then you can ask all your questions, because I'm trying to set the stage for obligations. And it appears to me that this has been hanging around for a while. If nothing else, based on Mr. Turkisher and Mr. McKee's comments, the case has been hanging around for a while, and it hasn't been something that you've dealt with on a daily basis, cleaning it up as soon as somebody says clean it up. So for whatever reason, I'm not being critical of that. I'm simply saying that's the fact. It hasn't been done when it was supposed to have been done. With that, I've almost extended to the deadline that you wanted. Okay, I'm within 2 weeks of the deadline you wanted, and it exceeds the deadline approximately the same amount by the city, so I sort of split it in half. The reason I split the city side is this case has been sitting around for 4 years, and the city, and Mr. McKee has heard this before, is I don't like old cases because I get the Mr. Turkishers of the world in and having to suffer for a long period of time. And so I'm saying, look, city should move on these quicker. I understand that there's been economic reasons why they haven't done some things in the past, but from my perspective, right and wrong, it shouldn't have gone this long. So they get penalized ever so slightly. You get penalized in the following way. You have the deadlines, but the deadlines have sort of a double whammy to you. And this is where it shows your good faith. And that is that if I have not received in writing from you a copy of the application by the 13th, then it's not done. So going downstairs, getting it, and paying your money isn't enough. Going down and filling out the application isn't enough. Going down and getting a copy of the receipt and the application filing form will come up here. You will submit it into the record here, right? Secondly is the issuance. I'm going to hold you to the same thing. Is issuance, I don't care when it's really issued. What I care about is when I get evidence. So if I haven't received by May 30th from you, the applicant, evidence that it has been issued, then I'm going to say the deadline hasn't been met. I don't have the ability. I sit up here in my own little ivory tower kind of routine, and I have no ability to go other parts of the city to determine if things are done. And so people have to bring things to me, and I'm giving you the obligation to bring it to me. If you do everything right but get it to me, you've still not met the deadline. All right? As far as completion of the inspection and approval for the demolition, I'm going to hold you the responsible for that as well. If you don't provide me documentation that there's been a final approval of the demolition, then you haven't met your deadline. I usually put this on the city in some respects, because I want to make sure Mr. McKee is in the loop, but I'm going to make Mr. McKee responsible to actually come to our office and check the file. But it's up to you. So you have asked for more time. I gave you a little bit more time. You said you want it done. You said you can do it. I've given you every opportunity to do it. But I also want checks, interim checks. And those interim checks are you file the application on time, you get it issued on time, and then you have that additional period on which to get the demolition done. And then you must provide me with the evidence that it has been done and approved by the city. Now, you may ask questions.
Okay. The second deadline. Okay, just for an example, I went and applied for my permit today.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't responded before that second date. Because sometimes the city carries things out. I mean, they go for a while. Is there a stipulation that we can put in there if it's the city's fault and I followed my things that it don't come back on me?
It's not the same kind of circumstance that it would be if you were applying for a construction permit, for example, or new this where the city takes the plans in and reviews them, and they take a lot of time sometimes.
Yeah.
A different circumstance. This is something that's issued over the counter, but in some unforeseeable circumstance that the city is totally off its rocker, then, you know, if it's no fault of yours, I don't see any problem with that.
Let me tell you how I resolve that. I'm going to retain jurisdiction in this case. That means that I simply have my little umbrella over the case, and it will probably be that way until at least September, October, probably sometime in September. At least during any time that I retain jurisdiction, either side may request a hearing. Okay, so let's assume that on May 20th, the city has been doing something really weird and frustrated you. Then you may ask for a hearing. When you come to the hearing, the only focus will be to determine whether or not that deadline should be extended or not, and it will come down to what steps you took and what steps the city did. And I'm not saying that I'm going to find in either favor on that. What I'm telling you is it gives you the right to bring to me the question or the facts. But and let me step back. Let's assume that you correspond with the city on a regular basis saying we're waiting for a permit, we want to pay for it. Let me tell you what you do here, and that's I'm going to do it on the public side of things, so I won't say it like I would if we were sitting out at a construction site, but you cover your hindquarter, okay? And that means you create a paper trail, and you're really going to need to create a paper trail here. Because if from now until the end of this process, since you're stuck with me, and I, you know, that wasn't my choice. I wasn't the one that brought you here necessarily. But since you're here in my little domain, I'm going to tell you that, yes, you need to paper everything you do. You should keep a log. I went to the city today. I paid my permit. I communicated to the hearings officer with that information by leaving it with him and keeping a log. Everything you do, I call the city asking, where's my permit? How come I haven't got it? You need to do all those things. Mr. McKee has to do the very same thing. Is Mr. McKee should have a record of what was done by the city. We'll come back to the hearing. You'll tell me, look, I showed good faith. I did all of these things, and the city still didn't behave. And there are certainly cases that come before me that I hold the city's feet to the fire and tell the city that they did something wrong and they're going to have consequences as a result of that. I have no problems with that. I really don't care. I keep my job whether or not he's happy or you're happy. All right? What I want to do, though, is be fair, and I want to be reasonable. And I think I'm being reasonable by putting the onus on you to get those things done, but giving you the out that if you have to submit in writing to me, I request that we have a hearing because we want to talk about the city's behavior in issuing permits, for example. Or they won't come out and final this thing for whatever reason is when you finally get it all torn down. We submitted a request on such and such a date. We submitted another request. Nobody comes out. we have a hearing on that, then I'm going to basically hold the city's feet to the fire, no different than I would yours. You have the advantage by knowing specifically what your timelines are now. You have within your control almost everything, with the exception of the issuance of final inspections or permits. And the city, based on what Mr. McKee has said, this isn't a big discretionary thing. It's pretty much over the counter, which theoretically sounds like after about the 35th day, you should be able to go down, pick it up, and pay for it. So there shouldn't be an excuse, but if there is, I'm not precluding you or stopping you from saying, look, it wasn't our fault, but I'm putting the obligation on you that from today until this thing is all done, you may not like paperwork, but you're going to have to keep logs of just exactly what you're doing, because it's the only way you can show me you had good faith in trying to do what you're doing.
All right.
You understand that? Any questions? Mr. McKee, I will agree to beef up the vacate portion. I'm going to look at that, but I will do my best. Now, what that means for the Riveras is that you really need to be in communication with Mr. McKee. You need to tell him when you're going to go start going onto the property and when you're doing things, when for what purpose. And Mr. McKee will basically say that's great. However, it is. I don't want to hear that they've contacted for a good purpose. In other words, they're taking things out of the house and they're not allowed to go in the house and clean up the house. What I don't want to hear is that we have, especially, I'm more concerned about third-party trespassers rather than the owners being trespassers. I'm not even sure I have the legal right to keep the owners out. I guess I do, but it's harder.
Yeah.
It doesn't make very much logical sense to keep the owners out to do things that we're asking them to do. But please be in communication with Mr. McKee and communicate with him when you're going in, what you're doing, so that there aren't any big surprises. This is a 90 to whatever number a day time period that you may not be doing things exactly the way you normally do it. You're going to have to paper trail this. Be more communicative than you have in the past with respect to this property. All right?
So that's just by email?
I don't care how you communicate with him. With me, everything is not by email. Nothing's by email.
For you, we can get the permit, bring it up here.
We'll make a copy of it.
I'm on my way.
You're on your copy. We'll charge you for the copy, 25 cents. So add another city charge on your for every page that we make. We're going to charge you for it. I have no choice.
I'll do it
I'm
for
sorry.
Free.
If you take it to him first, which is even better yet, because he's in the loop, and that would be even better yet, is he'll make a copy for you for free. Well, he's somewhere upstairs, but I'm not sure where it is. I don't even know which floor he's on. All right, any questions? So I'm going to find the violations do in fact exist, with the exception of number five. It's not a stipulated order. It will be an order on my part.
I have a couple of things I just want to touch base on.
Sure.
Real quick. The complaint we submitted here, I didn't really go over all the details on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to make sure that that was addressed here. For example, the civil penalties and cost of the hearing.
There's no question in my mind; those will be assessed as civil penalties.
And then we're going to drop the $2,000. Okay. Okay. And then I have the section for cost recovery, recurrence of violations, and any cost recovery for demolition should that occur. And then asking for jurisdiction to remain for 120 days.
I'll keep it at least 30 to 60, probably 60 days beyond the time that the permit's supposed to be filed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else? All right, close the hearing. Thank you for coming. I'll issue an order. You'll get it in the mail, but basically I've given you the time frames. April 13th is a drop dead date to get to me, and that's by 4:30. I didn't mention that, but I want to make sure that you understand it. Everything we do is 4:30. That way nobody has an excuse that we were closed. So 4:30 is a drop dead deadline on all of the dates that I've given you. So I need proof by 4:30 on April 13th, May 30th, and July 13th. Okay, close hearing, thank you.